Hello!
Hey, hey.
Welcome to Profound Truth with another
episode.
Excellent, brother.
Yes, yes.
I love it. This is a topic I think that will be able to touch our hearts, brother. How are you doing, brother Ernie?
Doing good, brother. How about you, Ignacio?
Very good, very good.
That's good, that's good. It's definitely a great topic today. Another good topic, something that'll definitely speak to our hearts, and we're praying and hoping it'll speak to y'all's as well.
Amen. That is true, brother.
So what's the topic today, Ignacio?
And today we have a brilliant topic. I say brilliant because it involves Jesus directly, brother. Amen. Directly. So, and this is what we have, brother. Going through the storm. Yeah,
through the storm. Oh. We all go through some storms sometimes, definitely.
Brother, definitely. There is nobody that can say, no, I never be in a storm.
Yeah.
So before we, diving in this particular topic, we want really to, like always, start with prayer. I think we want God to touch anybody that, seeing this video right now or maybe later.
Yeah.
Because the reality is we all going through something, and sometimes we need to listen this word, bro.
Amen.
And God have something for you as well for me, for you, brother.
That's right. So let's open up in some prayer before we get started.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, giving thanks and giving praise and just thanking you, Lord, for this day. Thanking you for this opportunity once again, another week, another episode, another day to be able to just spread some news about good news about you, Lord. Another day to
put
the breath in our lungs to be able to speak about the things that we're speaking about, Lord. And just thankful that we're in a place where we have the freedom to do these things, Lord. And never want to take this chance or this opportunity for granted, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. Be with us in this podcast, Lord. Let it be something that touches our hearts. Let it be something that touches the hearts of people watching right now or the ones that are going to watch later, Lord. And just open your ears to hear everything that you want to say through us today, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Just we know, Lord, that you are with us through it all, Lord. And we're going to talk about storms, Lord. We know that you are with us in the storm, Lord, and we thank you for always being with us, Lord, for your God who told us you will never leave us, you'll never forsake us, Lord, and you're here with us to go through whatever, to help us go through whatever we're going through, Lord, and we pray for anybody out there, whatever they're going through, we pray, Lord, that this just can be what they need to hear today, Lord, to touch their heart, to touch their soul, to touch their spirit, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for it, Lord, and we love you, God. We praise you, God, and we give you the glory and the honor, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. And, I would tell you, brother, that when we are talking about this particular topic, and we even have the image, I think it's funny, but represents what it is, right? And look at you.
we're walking on the water like Peter.
Amen, Jesus. Amen. But going through the storm, brother, have to be only with Jesus.
Amen.
To be successful. Yeah,
that's the only way. The only way you're going to get through a storm is if you have Jesus with you in the storm.
Definitely. And this is why we really want to call everybody's attention, and in this particular time, or I would say 50 minutes, 55 now, we want you to really get this message. And we have several lessons, that we would like to learn, brother, through this particular title or topic.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a lot of lessons we learn in this topic.
Yeah. So, going through a storm, today, definitely we want to talk to about this subject, but there is no way that you and I can know related to this particular topic, brother.
Yeah, because there's many storms. There comes in different forms.
Yeah.
illnesses, financial problems, broken relationships.
Yes. Those relationships could be through a spouse, through brothers, through parents, you know, any type of relationship.
Any family members, any friends even.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a storm. It's a form of a storm.
Yeah. And what I really like to tell you is that if you are in this world, definitely you, in some type of forms, you know, you have been going through a storm. And let me tell you, there are physical storms, there are emotional storms, but also spiritual.
Yeah.
No matter which one you find yourself, Jesus is there with you.
That's right. That's right.
You just had to wake him up through the faith.
Yeah.
You cannot just...
And talk to him, you know, and invite him into the storm. Because the God we serve is... You know, he wants to, if you don't want him in the storm with you, then, I mean, he'll stay away. But if you invite him into it, he's going to be there and ask him to be with you, to get you through whatever you're going through. And he's going to meet you right where you're at.
Yeah.
Meet you in the middle of that storm.
But why is it that, before we read the description about this, what is it that we know Jesus is there, but people, they don't want to invite him?
They
feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'd say I maybe they just either maybe they don't believe, or maybe they just maybe a pride thing. Maybe they feel like they can, you know, a lot of times we get prideful and we think that we can just do it on our own, and that like, yeah, God, I know you're there, but I got this one. I can get through this on my own. And I think, you know, we get prideful, so we're afraid to ask for, you know, even in life, a lot of times with Jesus or even with just people, sometimes we get prideful and we're afraid to ask for that help. We'd rather just say, I can do it on my own.
Yeah. And you know, to understand a little bit with more detail about this particular topic, let us read this scripture, you know. And we would like to do it, brother, in the book of Mark, chapter 4.
Yes,
from verse, the 35 to
35 41. To 41. So
yeah.
Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41 says, "On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with them, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?'"
Wow. And you know, to understand a little bit this description, I want to highlight a couple of things that I can see. First, they say, "Teacher, don't you care?" They are blaming Jesus.
Yeah.
What was the first things that Jesus told them?
First thing Jesus told them is that, "Let's go over to the other side."
He already told you.
Yeah, we're going to the other side.
Even if you are stuck in the middle, believe that word that he said, "Let's go to the other side."
That's right.
But no, it is easy, brother, to start blame somebody.
Yeah.
And rather than have the respect, you know, and I'm talking about this disciple that they already overwhelmingly saw a lot of miracle, brother.
Yeah.
Just, I cannot comprehend it.
Yeah.
No. This aspect that the Lord say, "We're going to the other side."
Yeah.
And in the middle of the storm,
we forgot
about all the miracle and everything. But now it's it's you blame Jesus.
Yeah.
If it's to you are the one to blame about what is going on here.
Yeah. And that happens a lot. A lot of times like this, you know, God tells us something or he promises us something and we forget about it. All, I mean, all throughout the Bible are different promises and different things that God's said to us. Or maybe we've heard God personally, the Holy Spirit, tell us something, but we always forget what God says and we're quick to listen to the enemy or listen to our fear or anxiety or listen to our, when we're in that storm, we're more in tune with what's going on and we're forgetting what God has already told us. And it's true, like you said, a lot of times we get mad and we blame God. It's the first thing we want to do is like, God, why, you know, why would you do this? Why would you let this happen? And we're not, you know, we're forgetting that. God's fault, Jesus,
yeah, that this is going on.
Yeah.
can you imagine? I give you the word. You saw the miracle that I did. And now you wanna blame me?
Yeah.
Wow. But God has so much love for us that even they blame him. And then they not only blame it, they also want to say that he doesn't care for them.
Yeah. Yeah, they said, don't you care? We're perishing. We're dying.
My goodness. Oh, my God. God is good. Thanks, God, because he loves us. But the most beautiful part is that Jesus wants us to be out of the storm, you know.
Yeah.
And immediately, without thinking twice, but without even correcting them first, by telling them, don't you guys saw a lot of miracle?
Yeah.
Just 30 minutes ago. Yeah. Why are you just thinking that you're going to be dying? Yeah. I was sleeping because I already put faith on you.
That's right.
Power on you to overcome those little storms. Right. That's why I was just relaxing because apostle, my disciples, my children can do it.
That's right. Amen.
They don't need me.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even so much that they don't need them or like, but he already said it. And so now they're going back on what he said. Like you said, they've already seen all these things Jesus has done. The things that they've seen, it's crazy to think that when after he told them we're going on their side, they immediately forgot, and they're so focused on the situation. And he tells them, why are you so fearful? Why is it that you have no faith? I mean, out of anyone that's seen the things that Jesus did, and their faith should be bigger than a lot of our faith. And yet, even then, they weren't, though. They were more focused, and they were fearful, and they were scared, and they were looking at the storm. And they just completely forgot everything Jesus has done. And like you said, he's sleeping because he knows. I said we're going to the other side. You know, God can't. He's not going to lie to us. So if he said we're going to the other side,
amen.
So I'm going to take a nap. We'll be there on the other side. So there was no reason for him to. Like you said, he gave us even right now. Like you're saying, even us, we have now even greater. We have the Holy Spirit now. At this time, Jesus was still with them. So
amen.
We have the Holy Spirit. So it's like, I've given you the authority. I've given you the power to overcome these things. But you forget about what I've done for you. You forget that I told you that I'm leaving and I'm sending back my helper, the Holy Spirit. We forget that when we're going through a storm. We forget to call on God. We go to thinking we're all alone.
Listen to this one. When you left the storm, overcome the power and the knowledge that you have in Jesus, you're never going to be able to remember who is Jesus. Because it is so easy, brother, that I get scared with fear about what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Because I already put Jesus under the storm. And let me tell you, one of the major points that we want to highlight on this particular process is that Jesus is with us in the boat. So why are you gonna be so afraid, so scared? He's with us.
He's right there.
Even if this storm take the boats upside down, brother, he will be capable to put it back together.
Yeah.
Because he already said, let's go to the other side.
Yeah. Right.
How is this that when we just going through the pain or the difficulty, we forget that he already declared the victory?
That's right.
You and I are victorious already.
That's right.
Please embrace that truth. Embrace that powerful words that the Lord said already. And I'm going to tell you, if you read in Matthew 28:20, he promised, and I'm surely will be with you always until to the very end.
Right.
Wow.
That's amen. See, that right there is something we always got to remember. That's why, you know, God left us this word so we can read these things. We can remind ourselves of these things, that he's with us to the end, to the end of age. So that's forever.
Wow. He's so good. And you know, when the disciples faced the storm, they were not alone. You have to understand, when you face any type of situation, any type of crisis, you're going through a divorce, you are not alone.
That's right.
You're going through financial hardship, you are not alone. You're going through any type of illness, you are not alone. Because the promise that he made is that he went back to his father house, you know, to make even more room for you and for me.
That's right.
So he already made a promise. Whether you are here or you go with him, you are in victory.
Amen.
Why sometimes we want to change our mentality? Because, you know, we think always that nothing is better than this moment. And we forget that he came over here to promise something beyond of this temporary world. Look, if eternal is big, brother, 50, 30, 20, 100 years in this earth is just a little dot of eternity.
Yeah.
So why are we going to worry so much when... Even I remember when Paul was taken to Rome, and the Lord revealed to him, you all are going to Rome.
Yeah.
And guess what? In the middle of the option, a big storm came over. Mm-hmm. And almost everybody was panicking, crying, oh my God. And thank God there was one person that believed the word of God, and that was Paul. And he told them, ha ha, don't worry about it. Nobody will perish here.
Yeah.
Because he said that we all are going to Rome.
That's right. That's right. And I think another thing I think about when I think about storms is when Jesus talks about, it's in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. And this is what we have to remember too. We have to have Jesus as our foundation. That's what Jesus is saying here. He says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to him a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, Amen. The floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And I mean, wow. That says it right there. Jesus, this is Jesus, you know, another thing he's saying about storms. You know, we have to have a solid foundation, and that foundation has to be in Jesus. And if our foundation's not with him, or our foundation's not on the rock, if it's not on a solid foundation, then when these storms come and everything's going on, then we're gonna fall apart, you know, in the middle of our storm. But if we have him, we're not going to fall. We're going to still be standing it. All the time. Even if we were to fall, Jesus is right there to pick us back up and help us to keep going. But we have to make sure he's that foundation. And we have to, like we're saying, he's with us in the storm. So we have to build on that foundation and have him as a solid, the rock, our rock, the solid foundation for us.
So one of the lessons that we learned is that Jesus is in the boat. But we can continue learning another very important lesson, brother.
Yeah, another lesson we can learn is that storms are opportunity of faith. Faith.
How come, brother?
Man, because storms, opportunity, they help build our faith. Because if we never went through a storm, if we never went through nothing, then we wouldn't need faith because everything would just be so easy. There would be no point for faith. But God has to, you know, strengthen our faith. Our faith. He has to, you know, build us up. We got to, you know, just like we exercise our muscles, we have to exercise our faith sometimes. So sometimes we got to go through some things. And it's just like, it's the same like working out your muscles, you know. You push your muscles harder and harder and you lift a little bit of weight. And then after you lift that weight, you overcome that weight and you move up into some more weight. So same thing when you're going through a storm. You know, in the beginning, you know, God might get sent, he might allow you to go through a little storm, and it's a little one, and you overcome that one, and then you're like, okay, I got through that. But then you get to the next one, you're like, oh my goodness, how am I going to get through this storm? But then you overcome that one, and then your faith just keeps growing stronger and stronger. Amen. To where the bigger storms come, and you're able to overcome bigger and bigger storms the same way as if I'm working out my body. The more and more I'm pushing myself to go through, then I'm overcoming weight and I'm moving up and I'm lifting more and more weight and getting stronger and stronger. And so it's the same way. He's building our faith, strengthening our faith in him. And it helps us to get that much closer, because when we have bigger storms and we go and we rely on him that much more, and it makes us seek him in a stronger way, seek him more. And that's what God wants, is that it's part of our relationship. He wants us to seek him. And if we never went through nothing, then if we never had to get our faith tested or go through a storm, then we feel like we don't even need him. We don't need to seek him. Yeah. There's no need for God, because life's good. There's no reason. So sometimes he's got to allow us to go through something. So because Jesus said it, in this life, you're going to go through troubles. You're going to have tribulations. You're going to have different things that you're going through. And so God has to prepare us for those things. And so sometimes he doesn't send the storm, but, you know, we have an enemy. It's a battle out here, and there's going to be attacks and there's going to be storms and things coming, but God's going to help you. He's going to be there with you. And sometimes he allows you to go through a storm or a certain season, but it's to build up your faith and strengthen you to show that you can do this with him, you know, through Christ. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength, and it builds that faith up.
You know, by follow what you saying, and some thought came to my mind regarding Elijah. You remember when he was under the cave waiting for the Lord?
Yeah.
A big earthquake came, a big storm removed everything, a fire came. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, that's not the time to go. This is not the Lord. And then in the midst of a very solemn, passive wind, that's when the Lord came. Yeah. So you know that even in the most alarming and noisy storm that you might go through, remember, this is not the time to get out. This is not the time to unbelieve. This is the time to believe. Right. That the Lord will be on the other side.
Amen. That's right.
It doesn't matter how the situation going, because in this part that you were saying, I love the fact that Jesus already told them, hey, this storm had to listen to me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna highlight this point, that once Jesus told the storm, stay still, rather than they glorify. You know what were they saying? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Who is this guy that even the storm
Yeah.
can obey him?
Yeah.
You know him. You just came out of 30 minutes ago by looking all the miracle, all the powerful, I would say not only miracle, but all the manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the power of God that you were, that you have the opportunity to eyewitness it. How come is that you don't know who is this man?
Yeah.
He's the Son of God. He already told you.
Yeah. They were.
Oh, my goodness.
They were so amazed with that instead of just praising God and thanking him. A minute ago, they were blaming him. It's like, why don't you thank him now? Because the storm that you were so scared of is gone now. It's gone.
Now, another lesson that we can learn about this is that Jesus have authority over the storm.
Yeah.
And we want you, guy, to understand that very, very deep in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind. He have authority.
Right.
Over any storm, not just this storm, but any storm. If you believe through faith, you will see the miracle. And I'm going to tell you that when Jesus, and you know, maybe if they ask me to pray for that situation, I might take it like 30 minutes praying. But Jesus would just say, stay still, be quiet, boom.
Yeah.
Because when you have authority, you don't have to make a show.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
When you have the power of God, you don't have to make everybody to know that you are praying.
Amen.
You're just going to declare whatever you ask in your heart, believing with no doubt, believing that this what you ask in the name of Jesus will come to pass.
That's right.
Yeah. Right there, Mark. 11:23. You had to believe. And you know, sometimes I see the disciple and God made miracle after miracle, and then they keep amazing themselves.
Yeah.
Because of the miracle that Jesus just saw. And he told them, hey, I told you that if you believe, you will be able to say to this mountain, go cast out into the sea.
Yeah.
But what is going on there? Even the apostle, the disciple over there, they were, you know, continually missing the point.
Yeah.
And we can even apply that today in our time. We are missing the point when we are going through a pain. Rather than build a strong faith, because for the situation that we're going through, brother, we just are going to sometime abandon the church, sometime give up.
Yeah.
Sometime, you know what, let me go to this side. To the left, rather than keep straight, focus on the Lord. Because when we are going through a storm, we have a tendency to go to the easy way.
Yeah.
We don't want to go to experience that pain. We don't want to overcome whatever we are.
Yeah.
Because this is just a test. And at the end, you're going to be victorious. Victorious because he already gave the victory in advance.
Amen.
Through the cross. How do you think, brother?
I think so. And I was thinking of something else. Remember, I was telling you, you know, this was something has to do, you know, with a storm, but also has to do with a scripture I thought about. So, you know, I was telling you that we have, in all this, we're going through a storm or we're going through anything in life or just life in general, we have to stay, you know, connecting. We have to stay seeking God. Amen. We have to stay connected with God. And I was telling you, after we had that hurricane, this last hurricane that we had, you know, a bunch of trees fell down, a bunch of branches broke off. And when I came home one day, I seen the branches in the street, and it was a few days after the storm had passed. And I noticed, you know, that as the days went by, the branches, every day it was worse and worse. They were dead. The branches were dead. And Jesus tells us in the Bible, he tells us in John that in John 15:4-6, He says, remain in me and I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered in a pile to be burned. And so I thought about that. That's where it's just like the tree. It was the perfect, what Jesus is saying, a tree or connected to branches connected to a tree or branches connected to a vine. We have to stay connected to Jesus, because without him, we're nothing. We die, maybe die, not physically definitely. Die, but spiritually we die. And it's like it says, and we become what they do with those branches that broke off from the hurricane. They just were thrown in the trash and gathered them up and probably, like he said, they were thrown in a pile to be burned somewhere. Yeah. And that's what we have to remember when we're going through. We have to stay connected to Jesus, because if not, well, the minute, like I said, it gets severed or we get disconnected from the vine or from the tree,
amen,
then we slowly die. And it's not, maybe it's not right away, but it's just like how it was. The first day, the branches were in the street. They were okay. Second day, slowly start dying. And that's how it is. And that's what happens is, we get disconnected, and at first it seems like, it's okay. You know, I forgot to pray today. I'm still okay. I'm all right. Or I forgot to read my Bible today. Oh, okay. Oh, I missed one Sunday at church. Oh, I'm okay. But then little by little, then it becomes, I forgot to pray 2 days in a row. I forgot to spend some time with God 2 days, 3 days in a row. And little by little, we start to slowly drift away from disconnecting them. And then we start to slowly die, not physically, but spiritually. We don't see it right away, but slowly as we. So that's why we have to remain connected, yeah. A daily connection, a daily relationship with God, so that we can stay connected to him.
It's not a one thing, one time thing, right?
Yeah, amen.
And you know, it is good, because I think, like I said in the beginning, we all can relate to this particular topic. And we all going through any type of storms, you know. Now, it's sadly that I can tell, brother, that we all are not successfully in this process.
Yeah.
And the Lord wants us to be successful, you know, to overcome these storms. Because back to the sample that you presented through the hurricane, remember, even as stronger that the storm might come, the only way you can disconnect from that root, from that tree, is if you decide to run away from the Lord.
Yeah.
If you hold your faith to the Lord, doesn't matter how strong this storm come, how painful this situation might be, you will be able to remain as a branch, as a green, beautiful. And very positive.
Yeah, a branch that's beautiful, branch. Bears fruit. It's
yeah, because you decide to believe, to remain in faith, and just for everybody to know, if you can go to Hebrews 11:1-2, I believe, because I wanted people to understand. In order for you, when you experience a very difficult situation, a very difficult situation that you're going through, for whatever situation, and please, don't get me wrong, I know when we are going through circumstances, you know, it is hard to see the light.
Yeah.
It is hard to be able to rationalize or to think that you are, you know, overcoming the situation. But we can tell you, I can tell you, with no doubts that you will be able to overcome any situation if you remain in faith in Jesus Christ.
Right. So, yeah, like Ignacio was saying, Hebrews, okay, Hebrews 11, verses, 1-2. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Talking about that, I think it on Wednesday they preached about
it. Pastor Robin was talking about
and
that.
And something that I remember is that if it's a substance, it's something physically, tangible, you know. Yeah. If you are experiencing this, like financial situation, like not having the healing to this particular problem, hey, if he, and I'm going to say something that somebody say, a pastor or a preacher, if he has a name, you can rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the truth.
Yeah.
Because Jesus' name is the name that is above every name.
Amen.
And the other part of that faith verse, you said the first one was the substance, right? Yeah,
faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen.
Wow. Evident of things not seen? Yeah. That's kind of like a weird right there. Because how it's a big contrast of the thing of the seen, not seen.
The unseen, yeah.
Just because you cannot see it, it doesn't mean it's not there.
That's right.
Look at the winds. You don't see it.
It's there.
But when that storm comes, it will come.
Yeah.
You will feel it. You will experience it. But I'm going to tell you, what the Lord tried to tell us through this passage is that even though we are not able to see the spiritual world, is there.
Yeah.
Because by the things that is not seen are the things that you can see created.
Yeah.
And that's why the Lord say everything he created with a declaration of word. But it's not just because something connect together and became. No, it's because he declared.
Right.
And because there is so much in this place that we're gonna be living that our mind cannot comprehend it.
That's right.
And when you think of it, when any smart person tried to tell you that there is not a God, let me tell you, we discovered just the amazing, the expansion of the universe that we're never gonna be able to go anywhere. It's so far, brother, so far that even the sun is like a little dot to get to those places.
Yeah.
And God said that in the beginning, he created.
That's right.
With his word. And it's so, so perfect that scientists, they can tell that if a little movement happened, is a catastrophic, you know, destruction completely.
Yeah.
So if everything is so precise and sync through his word and it's remain until he desire, you had to believe that even if you are going through that storms and he say that he will be with you to the end of the age, until the end of the age, hey, believe it.
That's right. I mean, another verse I think of is he tells you got to walk by faith and not by sight. So like we're saying, just because you can't see it, you got to walk in faith. And the more you continue to walk in faith, you bring, I believe you bring the things that are not seen. And when you operate in that faith, eventually they come to be seen. You're going to see it. It may not be on the time that you expected, but God always comes through just in the right time, the time that you need it.
If the miracle doesn't happen, it's not because of God, but because of you and I. Because I'm going to tell you, we cannot comprehend the whole things. The full picture of the Lord, we cannot comprehend it because we are limited.
Yeah.
But himself give us the opportunity to reveal his kingdom, his way, his style through the Bible, through the scripture for you and I. To understand it, brother.
Yeah.
To comprehend everything. Why not do it?
Man, you're right. Right.
So what is the encouragement that we can share with?
Yeah, so you know, to encourage all, you know, because we all go through storms. It happens, you know, Every one of us goes through storm. Ignacio's got day. We have our days. He goes through storms. I go through storms. Everybody's going to go through it. But one thing to always remember when you're going through a storm is the main thing is that Jesus is with you. That should remember that. You know, the word also says, we said earlier, he said he'll be with you to the end of age. Another thing that he tells you is that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I mean, he hasn't forgot about you. He's not going to leave you. He won't just up and leave and forget about you. He's always with you. So always remember that he's with you through it all. Hello.
Cut off. No, I can hear. I can hear you.
Oh. Sorry about that. It was my headphones. Oh. Cool. See, I was finna forget everything Jesus just said right now. I was thinking my headphone didn't work. No. Sorry. But yes, that Jesus is always with you, and that another thing is that your faith is being refined. He's building your faith. He's strengthening your faith as you go through everything that you're going through. He's helping you to build up your faith to be so much more stronger. And because if he didn't, if something happened, we would have no faith. Something would happen and it'd be like we'd lose all hope. We'd be like the disciples were. They would say, "Oh Lord, Lord, you know, we're perishing. So we go through that so that we can build our faith and that we can also remember that there's authority in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's authority in his name, and he's with you. And we just have to embrace the storm. There's a scripture I think of in James where he says, I have to look it up right fast, but basically he's saying through the good times, through the bad times, he said, here it is, profiting from trials. James 1, starting with verse 2, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Yeah. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing."
Amen.
So if we can, like James is saying, count it all for joy when we're going through things, and instead of like they were, instead of complaining or blaming, if we can count it for joy. And I know it doesn't sound easy because I know I have my days and I can, but at the end of the day, I do. I try to embrace it and I find a way to still thank God that, you know, I know he's going to get me through it. And I just keep staying, as I was saying, connect to the vine, connect to him. We're the branches and stay connected to him in the situation. And I know that I'm gonna have faith, you know. God calls us to have faith and not fear, you know. He says he doesn't give us a spirit of fear.
Amen, amen. It's that sometimes we don't have a strong faith just because most of the time we are feeding our faith with doubt. And you know, I always go back to these people from Jesus' time. Like, for instance, today, if you have any social media and you have a certain age, you know, somehow they start sending you things to overcome this type of illness. Mm-hmm. For instance, diabetes. Oh, dimension. Oh, heart attack. And then they start feeding your faith, your spirit with those fears. And then by the time you went through a process like, the doctor found that you have a high blood pressure. And then because you're so full of fears, you have no space for your faith.
Yeah.
And you haven't been threatening and straining, you know, your faith, but weakening your faith. Yeah. By allow those commercials, those announcements to weak yourself, you know, to make you weak in your faith. And when you're going through the storms, unfortunately, you have lost the authorities that Jesus gave you already. Yeah. Because you are looking the side of the storms, not the faith in God. And you know, an amazing point that we learned, and this is not faith topic, but to overcome any situation, you always had to utilize your faith. And the amazing part is that Jesus said, if you have faith, of the size of a mustard seed. Man, this is small, but yeah. I'm going to tell you something. It's not just that you're going to remain on that small size. It's because that seed of mustard seed became a strong yes. tree.
Yes.
And yeah. that's how your faith will continue growing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's saying, basically, Jesus is saying it could start off as a little mustard seed, but when you look at the mustard seed after it's planted,
oh my God, it became
to be one of the biggest,
biggest tree
in earth or plant. Yeah,
yeah, and he is even the bigger center of you know, if you use that analogy of a tree, he's the bigger one, and he's a solid like a rock because he's the rock.
That's right.
And if we are the branches, as long as we remain in faith, he's gonna hold it together.
That's right.
And he will prevent you from going to different side, you know. Just remain on faith. I know it's hard when you're going through the process. I don't wanna think that I'm, you know, not realizing of or what is the reality, you know. I work as a counselor. I know there is a lot of affliction, emotional distress, you know, but I know the Lord can overcome.
That's right.
Every storm that you're going through.
That's right, because no matter how big the storm, we serve a God that's even bigger and even greater. He's mighty to save you. He's here for us. That's why he died on the cross for us. That we can have forgiveness of our sins, but not just that, but just so we can have that authority and that power to Amen. Overcome these situations. Because he said that it was even better that he left so that he could send back his spirit, the Holy Spirit, to be in us, and that he'd be our helper and that he'd be with us until, and you know, that we have that as our helper until he comes back and actually returns for us. And through that, we have to remember that we have authority. He's given us that authority to like he says, authority to walk on serpents and all that stuff. We can get through anything. Nothing can stop us. Nothing. If God is with us, then nothing could be against us.
Amen. Amen. And he's in control. This is the amazing part, that even though the situation is big, the situation is causing pain, why don't you be so confident? Because he already said that you gonna have the victory.
That's right.
You know, let's put this into practice, an example in an athletic field, right? For instance, I would say my daughter was doing the running last year, you know, running track. And if somebody with a power capable to tell her, hey, don't worry about it. By the end of the year, guess what? You're going to be victorious. How much confidence she will be, because she knows that doesn't matter how the situation going through, at the end she's going to win if she remain on track.
Yeah.
The same for you, for me. Listen. Just because somebody died of any illness in your family member, that doesn't mean that you are losing. I can tell you, my father went with the Lord, but he won. Even though he went through a very difficult illness, but he won. You know why? Because now he's victorious. I have to worry about me now.
Yeah.
Because he's safe. And he lived a beautiful life because all the remaining years, he overcome the situation. And you know what, brother? This is not how you start, but how you end.
That's right.
Because look, I remember King Saul. Saul, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
He saw very well, but he ended very bad.
Yeah.
And how much all the men that start very strong in God, and then through the process, they give up. Just like Paul was saying, they came amongst us, but they never went with us.
Yeah.
And if you let a situation, a difficult situation, overcome your faith, you really stop trusting Him.
Yeah, stop trusting Him.
And you don't want that. You want to overcome whatever the circumstance, you know. Please understand, yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it causes pain. But at the end, look at yourself and say, okay, what if I stop believing? Am I going to change something?
Yeah.
Just because I stopped believing? But why then not to continue believing?
Yeah. It's true, because you got to just keep believing. And then, I mean, then, like I said, you get, and then when you get through that situation, though, you can sit back and look back on it and see how God got you through the situation. And like he's saying, sometimes it's not going to be easy. It's going to, you know, it's definitely going to be some hard days. But we, if we could just remember, just like with the disciples, Jesus was in the boat. Jesus is in the boat with us. He's with us. He's gonna be there for us. He's not gonna just leave you for dead. Just like he didn't leave them for dead. Even though they forgot what he said, what did he do? He still rebuked the storm and still saved them.
Amen.
Even though they had forgot everything he said, he still saved them though.
That's right. And we are here to, you know, to really encourage you to keep going.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up.
Because he's never going to give up on you.
That's right.
God bless you. We are really arriving to the end. But brother, what if we pray for...
Yes.
For our brother and sister, you
yes,
know.
Yes. Let's pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly
Jesus.
Father, Lord, we thank you for being with us in the midst of our storms, Lord. We ask that you strengthen our faith.
Thank you,
remind us of your sovereignty,
what I'm
your
going
power,
through.
Lord. Help us to find
you
peace
understand
in your
what
presence
my brother going
and
through.
Trust in your
my
divine
sister
plan.
Going
help
through
us
it,
to
Lord.
Calm our fears. Guide us safely to the other
help
side,
us,
Lord. Continue
Lord,
to be
calm.
With us. In all that we're doing, in all
in
our storms, Lord, we know that you are with
storms,
us, Lord.
Lord.
We know that you have authority over
Keep
every storm in life,
Lord.
We know it can be hard, Lord, but let us remember, God, that you said you will
remain,
be with us to the
Lord.
End of age, that you
faithful
will
to you, Lord,
never leave
to
us,
you,
never
Lord.
Forsake us, Lord, and just
lesson everybody.
Help us to strengthen us, Lord. We know that,
message,
that the storms
Lord.
And the trials, they produce
podcast,
our faith and strengthen our faith. Help us to strengthen our faith, Lord. As that one man said, Lord, he believes, but Lord, help our unbelief, Lord. We know that sometimes
can
life get the best of us,
Lord,
but continue to just... Strengthen our faith and
Holy
build
Spirit
us up, Lord.
To,
let your helper,
help
the Holy
them,
Spirit,
Lord,
guide us in everything we're doing,
the
Lord.
Fear that
For
they
you said you would send back our helper,
through.
Lord, and help us to remember the authority that we have through
help
the Holy
them to
Spirit.
Build up
everything
that faith,
that you said, Lord,
that they
help
can
us to remember
overcome
every promise
storms.
That you've made in our lives, Lord. And
we
just we
are
thank
asking
you for
you,
them, Lord.
In Jesus'
thank
name,
you,
we're asking
Lord.
You.
And we give you the glory and
this is the name. Above all
your
names,
the
Lord.
Name, yes, Lord, the name above every
in the name,
name, your
of
name,
our Lord Jesus, we
the
ask
King
in
of
this,
Kings, the Lord
amen,
of Lords,
Lord.
And we thank you, Lord,
amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Believe it, that the Lord is really in control of every storms that you're going through. And, you know, before we start our episode, which is number 69, brother.
Wow.
We keep going, brother.
Keep going.
This is have no end, and we have to continue bring the message
yes.
and the profound truth
yes,
in
yes.
Jesus' name. Let us invite everybody to church, you know.
Yes, we always want to send an invite to anybody watching to our church. It's the Fellowship Texas City, and the address is 2222 North Highway 146, Texas City, Texas. And we have three different service times. We have 8:15, 10 o'clock, 11:45. So come out. We have, if you have a Spanish-speaking friend or family member, you know, they can receive a headset and the message will be translated into Spanish for them so that we can all be together in the same service, all together, united in the body of Christ and get the same message at the same time and worship together and just come out. We invite y'all and we talked about it a little last week. We know we have life groups starting up too,
Amen.
Which... I mean, Ignacio will be hosting one, but there'll be definitely a bunch of different groups, and that's just another great way to meet some
Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ and to help strengthen each other. Is, you know, in Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. It's to sharpen each other and be there for each other, and even to help, you know, strengthen our faith together as we grow together and learn more and more about Jesus.
And I love this presentation, brother. If you are going through the midst of the storms, remember, with Jesus, you will be able to overcome.
That's right. Amen.
I love it. I love it. So,
and as always, if you can, you know, share this, like, subscribe, you know, get the message out. Maybe you know somebody that's going through a storm or going through something right now and needs that reminder and that encouragement that Jesus is with them. Send this to them, and maybe even you personally call them and text them and remind them, and just you tell them, say, hey, just remember, I know you're going through something right now, but that Jesus is with you. And, you know, speak that over their life and remind them that, encourage them, edify them, as the Bible tells us, God tells us to edify each other. And, but yes, you know, share the video, share the channel, like, subscribe, and just, again, we do this because we're trying to get a message out about God. We're trying to spread His word. We're trying to spread His truth. And that's what we're doing here. It's to glorify God in all that we're doing.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. See y'all next time.
Next time. God bless you.
God bless.